This video discusses the privacy notice and its core aspects, which are the informing and the rights of the research participants. After watching this video, you will know when you need a privacy notice, what it is, and why it is made. A privacy notice is always necessary when you have personal data in your dataset. This means that if you study living people, you will most likely need to create a privacy notice. The privacy notice is a form with which you tell the research participants what personal data you collect, why, what do you do with it, and how it is protected. So to summarize, you use the privacy notice to notify the participants of the information you gather and the rights of the participants. In addition, you will need to give the research participants a research notification and a consent form. This video focuses only on the privacy notice, however. You can find templates for your privacy notice on the university website. Links to the templates can be found both in the course materials and in connection with the video. Choose your template based on whether your thesis is scientific research or not. This is something your supervisor evaluates. Discuss this topic with your supervisor, as different faculties may have different practices regarding whether your thesis is considered scientific research or not. If you are doing your thesis as a part of a research project or utilize a pre-existing dataset collected by someone else, the privacy notice is most likely already done. Still, it is important to understand the contents of the privacy notice. Next, we will take a look at the templates. On this website, you will find both of the templates. Let's first take a look at the template for non-scientific research. Here it is. The template for non-scientific work or research is more simplified, but both templates have largely the same content. Now let's take a look at the template for scientific research. It may seem initially a little bit intimidating, as it contains more options and information. And as previously mentioned, you should use the template for scientific research for your thesis if your supervisor says so. We will use this template to walk you through the privacy notice. We will now discuss the key points of the privacy notice, but fill in the notice fully for your own research, however. As you can see, the privacy notice provides a template in which you can fill in information regarding your own research. The template also has instruction text in it, which you will delete as you fill in the template. At the beginning of the notice, you are asked about the data controller, meaning the person who is responsible for the data. If you are collecting your own dataset, you will be the data controller. The supervisor of your thesis will be also specified here. There are also some unnecessary parts which you need to delete. The notice will also list the data processors. The data processors are persons or entities that have the right to inspect and process personal data at some point during your research. As you can see from the template, the processors include the services with which you collect and process your data, such as the university's Zoom or Webprotocol, for example. After this, you will fill in a list of all the personal data you collect, and tick the necessary boxes for special categories of personal data if those apply to your dataset. Special categories of personal data include information which legislation defines as particularly sensitive. The rights of the participants and the practicalities of processing the data are determined by the lawful basis for processing personal data, which is also specified in the privacy notice. If you are using the template for scientific research, the basis for data processing is public interest. If you are using the template for non-scientific research, you will almost always choose consent as the lawful basis for processing personal data. Public interest as a basis requires your supervisor to consider your thesis to be scientific research. Consent as a basis for data processing means that if a research participant cancels their participation in your research, all the collected data related to them will be deleted and can no longer be used as part of your research. If your basis for data processing is consent and you collect special categories of personal data, the consent needs to be explicit. Explicit consent is confirmed, for example, with a signature or an email response. If your basis for data processing is public interest and the participant cancels their participation, previously collected data will not be deleted, but collecting any further data will be stopped. After this, you will fill in information regarding protecting personal data, which consists of possible pseudonymization of your dataset and your security measures. Finally, fill in information regarding when the processing of personal data ends, which means either the destruction of your data or its anonymization and publication. You give the privacy notice to the research participants by adding it as an attachment to an email, by giving it to the participants on paper, or linking it in the beginning of your web proposal survey, to give a few examples. If you study social media discussions and reaching the participants would be difficult, you could publish the privacy notice on your personal university website and post a link to the forum or conversation you study. Filling out the privacy notice form may seem like a complicated process. If you familiarize yourself with the form and the course materials, however, filling it in should not be all that complicated in the end. Remember to take your time with the form so that you can also fill it out with care.